A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 7th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about the plight of people with various ailments in Zimbabwe as government prepares to take striking doctors to the labor court.
And to join this discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are also live streaming right now on all our Facebook platforms. So please join us on VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Debele, so you can live stream with us.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crippling strike by some doctors in state hospitals.
The government is taking doctors to court over the 35-day strike over low salaries and poor conditions of service. Some junior, middle, senior and specialist doctors working in state hospitals say they want salaries pegged at intermarket bank rates. The doctors rejected a 66% cost of living adjustment last week.
This has prompted the Health Service Board to ask the Minister of Public Service to take the doctors to court, claiming that they are engaged in an illegal industrial action.
While the government and doctors are clashing over salaries and conditions of service, thousands of people seeking treatment in state hospitals have been left in the cold. They claim that they are no longer accessing medical help in government hospitals.
Join us right now so that we can talk about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages. And note that we are also on the web on VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. Zulukanda balingalithona njani lapha likhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijeneyo. Namhlanje ke kunenge esiqhuqa ngakho lamhla ke okhangelane lokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi odokotela bakhalela umsebenzi. Sebele insuku sibili kumbe ngithi inyanga, inyanga ele 5 days. So ke nxa sikhangela khonoko kwenye ngazani sokuzondise uhulumende weZimbabwe. Uhulumende uthi uzamile ukuthi anike odokotela lokuthiwa i-cost of living adjustment 66%. So kodwa odokotela bathi lokhu ngazani uhambelani labo. So ke okwamanje uhulumende selungiselela ukuthi kusasa uyahambisa odokotela e-labor court. Kambe e-labor court khona ngale kuyahamba njani? Sifuna ukuzwa ngani sibili ukuthi likubona njani konke lokho. We spoke to Dr. Skosana, that is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Health Service Board. Let's hear what he said about the striking doctors.
Negotiations for the time being have been concluded. We have a collecting a bargaining agreement with the health workers, during which negotiations the doctors decided that they would then procedurally walk out of the negotiations before they were concluded. So the issue now, the way forward, is that there's an agreement. All health workers are expected to be back at work. The problem that we've been having is specialists and senior doctors at Parenyatra Hospital. In terms of the middle management and middle doctors and the junior doctors, interns who are just from the university, they continue, they have continued not to come to work. In terms of the labor law that governs employees, health worker employees, if they are not at work for more than 5 days, we have to take the legal action in terms of the Labor Act, and the Minister of Labor, Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare has already issued a show cause order, and there will be a hearing on Tuesday which will determine whether the job action is legal or illegal.
That is Dr. Paulina Skosana, the chairperson of the Health Service Board. He's talking about what the government is going to do. So, kanyakazani ke sefuna ukuhanjiswa abantu emthethwandaba odokotela abakhalela umsebenzi. We are lucky that we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda. He's a leper expert based in Bulawayo. Mr. Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about this issue. It seems as if the government is taking the doctors to court. Why should it take this route?
But I think the first thing that we should understand is that the issue of taking people on to court in the circumstances where we are sitting now is much more complex than actually meets the eye. The first thing is that we, since July, we have seen salaries that are highly variegated and incomes that can no longer go around. I'll give you a quick example in the limited time given.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you have the lowest worker in one industry earning $6,000, a sweeper. You have a sweeper in another industry earning $400. You have an MD in another industry earning $4,500. I'm talking of RTGS dollars here.
Mm-hmm.
You have an MD in another industry earning 150,000 pound. You have an HR manager, a human resources manager in one industry earning 900 pound. You have an HR manager in another industry earning 40,000 pound.
Mm-hmm.
This is how variegated things are. We can go on and on. So, first of all, you need to recognize that doctors are working in a compensation regime that is not stable, that is highly unstable. That's the first thing. And secondly, the alleged collective job action is taking place in an environment where the labor laws are dwarfed by the occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I saying the labor laws are dwarfed by the occasion? We need to be very clear. Are the doctors on collective job action or they have lost the capacity to go to work?
Mm-hmm. So what is the difference there, if I may just come in?
Right. Where doctors have lost the capacity to go to work because of incomes that are not able to carry them along.
Mm-hmm.
In our jurisdiction, no case has gone to court and been tested by the courts. But if you look at other countries where people have not been paid up to 3 months or the incomes cannot go round, the court has actually walked on the side of the workers and said, yes, give the workers a living wage and then they will go back to work. So going to court with a show cause order, that is within government, is right. But it will all depend how the matter plays when it goes before the judge. If the doctor's lawyers actually say, yes, they were in collective job action, the likely position is that the collective job action will be deemed illegal and the employer will be within his rights to discipline the doctors. But if the doctors take the line of incapacity to actually go to work, to say they've lost capacity to go to work, these are our food bills, this is the bill for water, lights and everything else and transport, therefore we are unable to go to work with what you are giving us, the play field will be totally different. It will be the first in our course actually to go that direction. And the likelihood is that the court might take a totally different view. The disposal order might not even be issued. So it really depends. But in the event that the doctor's lawyer say, yes, they are on collective job action,
mm-hmm.
the likelihood is that the collective job action will be declared illegal and the employer will be in his rights to discipline the doctors. But your biggest problem, why I'm saying the Labor Leg Act is dropped by the occasion is, after dismissing the doctors, what next? Because you're talking of a specialist scheme
mm-hmm.
where you can't replace the people. The next thing is you'll be rehiring the same doctors, bringing them to work, because they are now desperate, they will come in. But because the issue of salaries will remain a problem, the same problem will roll back again, and we are actually back to square one. And when they meet, the attitudes will have hardened. My honest view is that the parties should have actually gone on negotiating. The fact that the doctors walked out of a collective negotiation, it clearly showed that there was something wrong. When employees walk out of a negotiation, they are simply saying there is something wrong which needs attention. They are not saying they no longer need a job. And even if you go ahead and continue and secure an agreement with remaining employees, mm-hmm. you should also consider that those who have walked out have got a muscle. You can't extend that agreement to them. Even if you extend it to them, they still are a voice you cannot actually ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nxa sesibona ke dokote, sorry, Baba Spanda. Siyabona ukuthi khonoko ukuthi babahambise kulangale nkantolo. Babahambisa phela ukuthi beze ukuthi kambe khonoko abakwenzayo kuyavunyelwa kumbe hatshi. Wena ngombono wakho ngamafutshane sibili ubonani kuyaphumani kona.
Right. Indaba ezemthethwandaba lezi ziya ngokuthi ifike emthethwandaba yabanjwa njani. Amadokotela ngafika athi baku-strike. I-strike siyabe singekho emthethweni. Ngoba umthetho welizwe ule procedure yokulandela i-strike nxa ukuthi abantu beza kuya ku-strike. So kungekho emthethweni kungenzakala ukuthi amadokotela afake icala bathonisiswe banike isigqoko esithize. Kodwa bangafika emthethwandaba bafike bathi bona hayi thina ukubuyela emsebenzini kasali. Kodwa lapha yindlala siyehluleka imali elisinika yona nansi. Ijaji imali abasinika yona yileyi laleyi laleyi isike iphelelela. Bangasinika ufike lapha siyabuyela emsebenzini. Ujaji angabona i-argument yabe reasonable. Ujaji angarula differently. So kuya ngokuthi bafike kujaji bafika bathini lokuthi ujaji yena ulalele wasuthiseka yini abakukhulumayo. So kuya ngokuthi amagqwetha abameleyo ayibambe ngayiphi indlela indaba le nokuthi emthethwandaba kumbe enkantolo ezalalela indaba le kuza ujaji uzathini.
Kodwa
bafika bavuma ukuthi baku-collective job action hayi lapho ngabala ndawo lapho bangama khona umthetho uzabatshaya.
Kodwa bangabaxotha yini umsebenzi wena ngokubona kwakho?
Right. Ngokubona kwami bangabaxotha umsebenzi bese bebaqhatsha kutsha babanike ama-conditions achiyeneyo ahamba evala izikhala lezi ebezikhona ezenze baya ku-collective job action.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa bengikutsho ke mina ukuthi ungaze uzivale izikhala lezi ungalungisanga uhlupho lweholo engike ngakhuluma ngalo lapha nangikhuluma ngesilungu.
Mm.
Uya kubuya zivuleke futhi izikhala ubuye ubuyele futhi uyeqala kutsha.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Spanda. Umbuzo wami wokugcina sibili ngoba ucela ukuthi uhambe khonapha masinya uthi khona xa kukuthi sokwenziwe konke lokhu kumbe baxotshiwe kumbe baxotshwanga wena ubona zani vele kade kungabangcono ukuthi balubambe njani udaba lolu?
Obe kungcono yikuthi bale belokhu bekhuluma. Ukuhambisana emthethwandaba amboni kunganika impumela ezanceda umuntu ngoba sikhuluma ngezisebenzi esithi zilama specialist skills. Ungaze uzixotshe akula mnye umuntu oza kuyamdobha kwenye indawo umfake khonapho. Uzakubuya ubuyele kizozo nezosebenzi uze zithi hayi madoda abafuna umsebenzi kabangene ngale ndlela. And bazaphenduka futhi bona labana abantu kwesinye isibanga kodwa uduko into ekhona yikuthi uduko luyabe lungaphelanga. Akulungise uduko lweholo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ukuthi ubuyile Sibanda. Njengokuthi isicelo sakho sibona ngani imzuzu yakho siphele singaphosele ukugcina khonapho ungafaka lale esikhiwa.
Right, elokugcina yikuthi ngithi mina ebesingakufisa thina njengamaZimbabwe yikuthi ngabe uhulumende uyahlala phansi lamadokotela azwisisa ukuthi lanxa basuka ama-negotiation ephakathi uqakathekile ukuthi yena njengomqhatshi abuyele ababizi ukuthi hayi madoda biyanisuze khuluma kulokuthi kuyiwe emthethwandaba ngoba emthethwandaba kungaze kuphiwe isigwebo kumbe kuthiwe yanini lapha uhlupho kaluyindawo. Ngijayele ukuthi indaba ze-labor you can't resolve them ngesilungu through litigation all the time. Sometimes you get a judgment but the problem doesn't go away. The problem remains there. This is one such case where litigation will not help anybody because the problem will remain there. They should just go back to the negotiating table and try to find each other.
Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Siyabonga
kakhulu.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So that is Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda. He's a labor expert.
Aiwa, kunao vachango vakupinda mchirongwa tiri kukuchingamidzai. Nasi tiri kuramba tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muzvipatara zvehurumende uko vana chiremba majunior, masenior nema specialist vese varamba ivo zvavanga vari kupiwa nehurumende vachitiwa hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka vari kuti mugove wavo ngauwedzerwe saka vari kuenderera mberi vachiramwa mabasa kune rimwe rutivo vachinzi ivo vachange vari kuendeswa kudare mangwana pamusoro kwekuramba kudzokera pamabasa kwavari kuita saka ndozvatiri kukurukura iye zvino asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine mumwe mutereri ari panhare pari zvino regai tende kwavari tinzwe halo kola
Halo, makurasi.
Taskwera, tukutawara nani uye zve muri kupi?
Mutawara Tasavo Chibanda, ari Quarter Falls kwa Harare.
Ehe, kwaka di Quarter Falls vachibanda?
Kuri dani nani.
Ehe, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Haina, nisa anibone kubhini yawe.
Mhm.
Yose vafeta msoro, kamari yacho kutambira, haistombo fana na kinyo na wazi.
Mhm.
Sarika watu ito varuti tezu, dodi ikashinaki. Mwuzi mambamira maari, gaizu tuma kumba akira marari, hape zirama tindu la zilokasi. Natambira RTGS. Hapa RTGS, asu kwa mtinga, suni, walatuda maizu. Wakia waitu za uri desu, tunopi njate inaki.
Saka parishu na imi mambosha anya ere kuzipatara, kana mune ama enye ere ya kambo wani kwa ichiru, arapa nguwa iyo inu.
Ah, inda kambo inda, mingi nani... Kuna bago, aku pata lagi, anak aku wah, ini anak aku itu aku tidak dapat saya pun pergi ke, waktu zaman aku pernah buat orang aku pata lagi, aku baca lo. Buat orang aku baca lo.
Sekarang ini mahu nama kan aku tahu orang ni urut mende ini mai si.
Ini dari mana dah aku tahu orang itu, orang itu aku tahu orang ni kan, aku tahu orang itu dua tahun mai si, aku dua tahun dia fikir dia visa. Zvuku riitwa nemahezi, ini maprizi zetu ukura every day, every day. Iyo, heta ya kuiwa ya wafu kudisa zuni, heta ya kuiwa ya nazi, mangwana kudisa zuni. Heta ya mzide ya wafu kudisa zuni, wala batuwa kira kia.
Saka paparishu, inovarusha nisa reti ipi kwa mnenge muru kwenda unotenga nishunga shakadara?
Iyo, hiyo, 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 Kwa zipika kwa wali, 200 pa 10 dolari.
Iwama.
Ya. Kwa zipika kwa wali, 200 yu kutike mafuta kwa na mafuta 4 chayo mwuti ya nwo. Wana wangasha mbe paka daru yu. Kwa wali, kwa wali, kwa wali, kwa wali, kwa wali.
Ayu watu nutenda ni maonero enyu, muwe nezu wa rakanaka.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. I think at this point regating mboona isu zvanga zviri kuitika ipo panga pari kuratidzira vana chiremba vachiimba ivo vachiti ivo aiwa employer wavo haasi kupakura zviri fe saka regating mbonzwa kuti vanga vari kuti chiva na chiremba hatisataona zvakare vamwe amai vakawanikawo vachienda kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakasvikonzi ivo hakuna ari kukwanisa kuvarapa regating zwe kuti vana chiremba vanga vari kuti chinhasi pavanga vari kuratidzira
Ahoy! Ahoy, comrade, ahoy!
Ahoy!
Jino ita ere, kuti iwewe, une shopu yako. Urukuku zama prize, zese, zimu shopu mako. But mshando wopra bochi wopti, shaka mofa nana for you. Ugora bochi, ugora bochi mpa 2 cents, dawai gomu. Jino ita ere,
ahoy!
Upakura zirife, eko, ahoy!
Ahoy!
Katuwa upakura zirife, ere,
ahoy!
Mure wangu wa magandi ba imi niya
Nopakura zisirime Sendeke ramboma
Mure wangu wa magandi ba
imi niya Sendeke ramboma Sendeke ramboma
Mure wangu wa magandi ba imi
niya Sendeke ramboma Sendeke ramboma
Pake
pake pake pake Oti pangu magoni Sendeke ramboma Pake 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 Oti pangu magoni Sendeke ramboma Yusa 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 yusa
Aiwa apo manzwa imi vana chiremba pavanga vari kuratidzira nasi vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa Murungu wavo, urumende inofanira kupakura zvirifere. Gaitinzwe kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vaenda ivo kunotsvaga rubatsiro kuchipatara vachirwara negomarara asi vakatarisana nedambudziko rekushaya vana chiremba.
Ndakaenda kamboni ndinouya kuno kundochisirwa chemo ndechidzoka saka kubva kwamutaro kwendakaita ndosvika zvikanzi madhokuta asiri pabasa apa inini ndiri kurwadziwa saka chikumbiro changu wose murwere kange chekuti danokwa kuri kuti zvinhu zvaigadziriswa zvakanaka kakuti tionewo kurapwa tichidini tichipora amino kuti kana vanhu vachitiona takadai vari kunzwa sei nechimiro chatiinacho ichi like inini nenhumbu yese yamuri kuonai kuti ndidye handigoni kudya kuti ndifeme handigoni kufema saka ndofa here ndechinyatsokuona kuti vanhu vaigona kundibatsira ka varipo but kubatsirikana kwacho hakusi kuita nokuda kwezvimwe zvinhu zvekuti vanhu vanogogona kutaurira nezvechidini zvechipera ndochichemo cheduwo kuhurumende kuti wedu wei tinzwirewo tsitsi tione kurapwa tiri kurwadziwa tinoda kuti tirapwe tichanzi dzokaikumba mari yacho ndinoda kuionepi yekuti ndinditravhere futi kubva kuno ndichisvika ndichotarisana futi nevana vasina kuenda kuchikoro vasiri kuenda kuchikoro apa inini wacho handina kurapwa maronda mangani yekutsvaga yetransibuti yekurwara kwandiri kuita yekudzingwa kwevana yekusarapwa maronda mangani
chii chaizvo chamamuchida kurapwa
ndirorapwa kenza
kenza yepachii
ndakanga yakatangira mumaovaries yaenda muchibereko saka ndakaoparetwa saka izvizvi yamuchiropa nemurwatata
aiwa apo tiri kunzwa isu kubva kune vamwe amai vanga vabva ivo kwamutare uko vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pavakasvika kuHarare vachida kuti vawane rubatsiro vabva vasvika ikoko madhokta achinziwo haasi kushanda uyezve vari kutsanangura ivo kuti vachidzokera kwamutare mari vanga vasina saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutarisana nevamwe varwere pari zvino asi ivo vana chirembawo vari kuti kuti zvinhu zvavo zvivafambire zvakanaka vari kuda kuti hurumende ivapewo muhoro unoenderana nemagariro nemararamiro avari kuita regai tinzwe zvichemo zvavanga vainazvo nhasi vana chiremba vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kukwanisa kana kuenda kumabasa ikoko nekuti mari chaiyo yekuti vakwire makombi kuenda havana regai tinzwe kuti vanga vari kuti chii nhasi
tina the means zekuti haripoti nadzo kubasa handizvo like we don't have the money kuendesa kubasa handizvo ndosaka tisiri kuenda kubasa saka kana tisiri kuenda kubasa because of hatina mari kupiwa threat hazvisizvo zvikwanisiro zvekuti tikwanise kuenda kubasa tinoti nzara itori yethreat iri bigger than any other threat yatingapuwa so for us wego to work kana tapiwa mari yatiri kuda inotenga
machiremba haana kuramba achida kudi kupikisana nehurumende kana kuti zvatongwa nevakuru venyika kuti kwai tirambai muchititambirisa maus dollars nokuti nyika inoti vamutori nyimwe vanoti chi nyika haina mai maus dollars vana chiremba vakati kuna kuhurumende chitibhadhara ivo neinterbank inova iyo exchange rate yepava ne two currencies kapa zimu dollar neus dollar neus dollar contract iri muus dollar asi hurumende yakutambirisa mai mazimu dollar vana chiremba vari kutaura zvinhu zviri very simple mari yachona iri kupuwa vana chiremba iyi tikaitarisa ikachinjwa nhasi haisviki kana $100 asi zvinhu zvese zviri kubwira svondo yoga yoga
isusu semachiremba tabvumirana tikati takubuda mune inonzi Youth Apex Council inova ndo yanga iri nzira yanga tiri kushandisa kutaura naemployer wedu asi nzira itaona kuti haisi kunyatsotifadza
tanyora tsamba tichipa kuhealth services bod inova employer inoemploya machiremba saka zvoreva kuti yabuda ichikumbira kuti employer atsvage dzimwe nzira kana tadhiraivhe dzimwe nzira dzinoonekwa kuti tichikwanisa kupa mazvitemo zvedu kuna employer ine separate platform isingabatanidze vamwe because tinoona kunge zvitemo zvemachiremba zvichiendera nekamushandiro kanoita machiremba zvakasiyana nezvimwe zvitemo zvemamwe mahealthcare workers
apo tiri kunzwa vana chiremba vachitaura ivo nhuna dzavo vari kutaura zvakawanda vachiti vari kutadza kutoenda ikoko kubasa uyezve vakutoona kuti zviri nani kuti ivo vasange vari mugungano riye rinomirira vese vanoita zveutano asi iyo health services board yataurawo maonero ayo regai tinzwe kuti vati chii
machiremba acho vari kungouya pano nepapo hazvina kutombomira zvakanaka kumwana wangu haasi kana kumbonyatsokupora nokuti vana chiremba vacho havasi kunyatsokuya vanongouyawo pano napapo unenge wangu hwawo tsitsi kuti rega ndimbodarika neko ndiye unouya
apo muri kunzwa kune vamwe amai vachichema chema nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muchipatara tiregai tinzwe kubva kuHealth Services Board.
The negotiating forum that is there is governed by certain legislation. For them to exit and get another negotiating forum, we need to change the legislation. And it's not a day's thing.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwawo zviri kutaura iro batu reHealth Services Board. Kips.
Ye lapha ke icinganisi lo mama ke uBusi Masina ukhona ngale ke kobulawayo mama Masina kunjani
nikhona bothi
ye singathi ungaphuka ngikhona khona lapha kobulawayo
mina ngihlala emagwegwe
ye
bothi
ye akutsho mama ukuthi wena ubhekane lani uze uye esibhedlela
mina bengiphathekile phose iviki ezimbili lanxa ngasoze ngitsho ukuthi kuyinade kungihlupha kodwa kukhona emzimbeni lakhathesi so umkhuhlane wasisishayisana nokuthi odokotela sebebeke phansi izikhali kwaba nzima-ke ukuthi ngiyesibhedlela lakhathesi ngilokhe ngisalindile ukuthi mhlawumbe ngizizwa ukuthi hathi sekungcono lami ngiqonde khona
uzagcina usenzani njengoba-ke odokotela bengekho uyagcina udinga osuwalo yini ngokubona kwakho
hlobo sami kunzima uyakwazi ukuthi imizimba leyi ikakhulu yebo osuwalu bakhona okhokho bethu babebasebenzisa thina kathesi asisabasebenzise kangako so siyabe sikhalele ukuthi vele esibhedlela kho lapho engathola khona usizo ngithele lokuthi kuyini sibile okungaphakathina kwami kodwa ngenxa yensupho olukhona sokusifuqela khona vele akulayini into esingayenza ngoba imali yokuthi ngiye kumo-private doctor laba abazimele bodwa vele ayikho
ye sizwa njalo kuthiwa-ke abanye sebephila ngemthandazo ngaphansi kwezihlahla lapho abantu ababekhulekelwa khona bethelwa konke konokamanzi into ezinjalo kuhamba njalo ngakhonokho
yinto ephilayo ungahamba anisengithi lapho engihlala khona mina ungadlula lapho kuthiwa kuse-number 6 ungamangala ngoba zonke izihlahla zigcwele abantu bayabeguqile khonapho abantu bayabelele khonapho bedinga usizo khonokho abakuphiwa embe baphiwa amanzi umbe baphiwa amade khonalokhu umuntu abezama impilo ngoba ezibhedlela kula kusahambeki ungaziye khona vele akulasizo ozaluthola ngoba udokotela kabakho
so amaprofethi angikhona la anceda yini kumba abantu sebefela khonapho
hhayi abantu bayaphela sidokota abantu bayaphela funa ukutshela amanga iviki eliphelele ngenganathi omunye umzawa esiswele usizo ezibhedlela bekunzima simbekile nje iviki yonale esiyigqibizolo
So, singathi khonapho-ke ephelandaba baningi kanganani bolabo amaprofiti angaphansi kwezihlahla njalo angaphi kwangikhona khonapho
egcekeni lona lale white city angeke uthandele ukuthi hlobo sami kuyabe kumhlophe kuthenke nabantu kumnyama kuthe thu khonapho omunye lomunye phansi kwesihlahla sinye ngasinye kuyabe kugcwele
pho-ke ungatshelani uhulumende ngakho konke lokho okwenzakalayo mama
hayi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende othanda abantu kakabe nguhulumende olalela abantu umnankagwa wathi engena esikhundleni wathi yena uza kuba umkhokheli olalelayo kodwa akalaleli njalo kalazwelo odokotela bafuna imali mina isifiso sami kabaholise ngemali yaphandle kwelizwe ngoba le eyalaphela ezimbabwe vele kayifikisi indawo nsuku zonke izinto ziyakhwela imithi kunje iparasethi ngokwaletebl iphilisi leparasethi awungeke ukwanisa ukulithenga noma bangayiqamba ngemali yale yokuthiwa amazimdola siyawathatha ngaphi vele singoluva vele abantu abaningi asisebenzi uhulumende kakabe nguhulumende olalelayo olozelo njalo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Masina phosela ukugcina mama khona
bengifuna ukuthi ngithi khona lokho emphose engiqeda kukutsho uhulumende lalela abantu uhulumende zwela abantu ngoba ukungasebenzi kukadokotela miningi imphefumulo elahlekayo miningi imphefumulo ecithayo zuzu munye ngamunye ungafika esibhedlela ngeke uthande lutho ungahamba phakathi komuzwa ngeke uthande lutho ngoba awusozeqa izinto ezingu-10 kungalalembeli bomvu kungenxa yokuthi ubani abantu baswele usizo
hhayi Masina silethemba lokuthi uzasila mama sibongele kakhulu
siyabonga futhi
So that is Bosi Bansina. She lives in Old Makwekwe in Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. She's saying that she was supposed to get some help from doctors in hospitals, but she was turned away. And she says that she's still sick and she can't even buy paracetamol. And to make matters worse, you know, she says she may end up getting to a nanga or something like that. And she says there are so many prophets near a place where there are so many people gathered and they're trying to get help because they're not getting any help from hospitals. And she says most of those people are dying under trees.
I think you're right. Because we had a few people coming in last week. We did the same topic with Ntunga. And people are saying they are now turning to the traditional healers and prophets because they cannot afford to go to the private doctors because they're asking for astronomical fees. But I think I have a caller. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hey,
hello. Hey, nani uye zvemuri kupi?
Mritara na dona na shandri ku koko istegete.
Makadi yiko yikoko?
Ah, kuna kutriko fara isinga isi tunko na ti madeta zeba harikusha kaya isi of course isi sakanaka bati mchana ti isi swan kichu wa shikuwa japa kiri nila kati nila kumuno an isi sakangatu lwe ni yini tunko rapa buwa isi kato mamu nika tunko isi wana kaka isi nanti my doctors are going to my children. Government in Haiti, Mishonga, was using Mishonga, Pan, and Madoka, Arbitrator. But a government gets Mishonga, so let us say, so by Tirikano, the Rabbis, the Kanakaton, or Peters of a woman or Kambura.
Panivamwe, Varkuti Ivo, Urumende, Daya Kwanisa Kuita, so Inga Kwanisa, Imi, they may one can also run a Urumende, mighty.
Ah, in the end of what I'm calling it, I know that he. Something, you know, but my treatment, my series, the boss of a Kuno Kuka, Kuno State, my series, a parasite, a squamica. My pain is a little dress, so it's like a government, it's like a cold bad zero, it's a few homes, and the head of the city, it's a nation.
Kwamuri Koko is Patras or Koka Mirasi.
Ah, Gusipatra, my neighbor, strike, it's a Roka in the Panama treatment, I don't go for Rungo Sweet, I would do a capacity of treatment, they are pure.
Muri kupi mimi uyezve chipatara chiri pedo nemi ndechipi? Saka pama doctor anouya nguva nenguva here kana kuti zvakamira sei kana zvinhu zvakanaka sezvo muri kuomarua.
Kana zvinhu zvakanaka madoctors anowanika hawo nguva dzese hatinoti every day but anowanika hawo nguva dzese asi iko zvinoda kunekwa kwezvinhu manje hatambotowanike manje chirokwanika unoona pasina zvavangogara zvavangoti hapana kana ti mishonga iripo saka zvotirwadza manje isusu vanhu
aiwa muve nezuva rakanaka tinokutendai chaizvo hanzvadzi
zvakanaka
Our caller there is actually calling us from the rural areas and he's saying the situation there is so bad that his own grandmother passed away because she didn't get any help. He says there's no medication. So his wish is that the government negotiates at least to just have medications like pain stops or pain ease in the hospitals.
Yes, we've got two callers right now. Skala, Mutatu Baba Piri. Baba Piri, unawachona njani? Baba Piri, unjani? Hello, Mr. Piri, we are going to come in. Yeah, Piri, we are going to.
I think he's lying, Piri. It's bad, yeah.
Yeah, what is that about belief? Kaule, Webanda, the Zano PF, Njalo, why was Senator Echolocho? Baba Kaule, what's your name? I'm going to say, uhulumende nxa sikhuluma khona manje uthi uyahambisa odokotela emthethwandaba kulebha court kambe konke khonokho kuya ngaphi baba Kaule
ye kuyakhombisa ukuthi akufumelanga sikubalekele ukuthi kulohlupho olukhona oluthile kodwa ke okuqhakathekile ukuthi sikhangele nemangela yalo hlupho lolo esibhekane nalo ekuqaqaqala ukuthi amadokotela lawo njengabantu abalomsebenzi oqhakathekileyo okukhanye ukuthi babone ukuthi balondoloze bayaphuzisa abantu ukuthi badlule emhlabeni ngokwelapha lokwenza njalo kuqhakathi umsebenzi wakuqhakathekile kakhulu kodwa engikuzwisisayo ukuthi njengamaZimbabwe amele lawo abantu laba bebele ukukhangela ukuthi hawu bakithi usekhulumende esalungise sakhuluma ukuthi kulungise izinto lezi ezihluphayo ezibahlupha enjengeholo akula muntu ongakuboniyo izinto zikhwelile kithi izinto zikhwelile okumangalisayo okuthi abantu abasayenelisi ukuphila ngemali le esiyisebenzisayo imali le isilinyaziwe kakhulu amandla ayokuthenga izinto zikhwelile sibili abantu ngezinye indlela abasabambanga lutho kodwa ke amadokotela niyazwisisa kodwa umtasale ukuthi nabantu besifo ezibhedlela so ukuthi amadokotela ade strikile ileqiniso lanxa abantu behamba besiya khona le phambili abazahamba ezulwini bazafinyaza bekuthwele umlando wokuthi hawu abantu bayekele abantu behlupheka kangaka abantu besifo ezibhedlela amadokotela ekhona abantu abafundiswa abanye bakhona amadokotela abenawufundiswa nguhulumende okukuthi babe nozwelo nje ukuthi bathi kusakhulunyiswana lo hulumende njengoba uhulumende ebambe inzima kangaka kube kodwa umsebenzi ube lokuqhubeka ku-7 imiphefumulo yabantu ngokunjalo ngithanda ukuthi ngithi mina uhulumende uyenza imizamo yonke yokubona ukuthi amadokotela lokho abakhala ngakho uyakulungisa lanxa mhlawumbe kungasilela kodwa uhulumende ukhathazekile kakhulu ngokuthi ebone ukuthi uyalungisisa udibo lolu masinyane ngokuphangisa kodwa ukudonselana khonoko kubangelwa ngabantu labo abasebenza ngokuthi nokudiliza inhlelo zikahulumende abayibo tips singathi mina bayasupporteda inhlelo zikahulumende njalo abakhweza imali abakhweza ama-prizes abayenza yonke into labahlokoza ukuthi amadokotela lawo ngahambe kwi-strike kwenza ngale lokhu nalokhu yonke into bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe nzima zinzimele uhulumende okhona yiwumuma odalwa yilabo abantu abasebenza lezi zitha zethu ezingaphandle.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawule. So Mr. Gawule is saying there are some enemies of the state who actually sabotaging government programs and one of those is the health sector. So slobaba ke ukhumalo ecingweni. Baba Khumalo ungawutshona njani?
Hawu siyatshona tshona njani?
Hayi sitshonile Khumalo. So akutshela abantu ukuthi ungaphi khona lapho njalo lokuthi kambe wena ukuhamba yini esibhedlela kumbe isihlobo kumbe umngani?
Ah, mina ngiyabonga ngilapha kobulawayo lapha. Hayi esibhedlela usihambile abangani lesihlobo siyabona abagulayo plus besiya khangela ukuthi konkona bona labagula bayathola usizo yini abanye abahambileyo sibili abaningi baphendukile kade behamba ngama-ambulance abatholanga sizo ngoba kade bephendukiswa after sebethiwe ngama-ambulance ezandleni zamanesi.
So singathi wena ngokuzwa kwakho uzwa kuthiwa vele kuhamba njani esibhedlela la?
Hayi esibhedlela sibili uncedo kalo usekho khathesi isizathu ngiyamuzwa uba kugawule uyakhuluma bathi izinto azikhulumayo kayisizo ngoba abantu bona laba ababalayo kayisibo abakhweza ifuel. Ifuel ikhwezwa nguhulumende. Uhulumende nguyophuma nemaprize efuel amatsha. Iprize efuel entsha leyana yesuka ibisikhweza izinto. Udokotela losesithi hayi njengoba ifuel ihambelana lerethi ye-user kahle lami ngithole imali yami ihholo lami lihambelana lerethi ye-user. Okuyisikhalazo sabantu bonke nothi amadokotela kuphela. So sonke sihluphekile sibili asingeza kethi sola abanye abantu but sasola abantu abakhweza ifiweli yibo abayenza umumo ukwenzima lawo amanensi lawo akhona emsebenzini kodwa akasebenzi ngoba engaholi lutho
pho kumele kwenziweni lapha-ke Khumalo?
Bathi iqiniso ukuthi uhulumende sokumzimela osokumele kwenzakale ukuthi kumele ukuthi wonke umuntu eZimbabwe kubanjani ndawonye khonokho abangakufuni ukuthi kubanjani kuze kulungisise udaba lokuhlupha abantu kangaka yilo lunzima kumele babivume ukuthi sokwehlule babithele iyusa leli lalikhona ngoba imali yethu kayiselavali labo bayavuma ngoba ifuyeli naso kayisathengeki sibili akulungisi ilizwe abantu kubuswa abantu behlangene ndawonye kubisele iyusa leli lakhithwayo.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Khumalo ungathina kusasa ba
hayi shuwa sibila ugawule kakhulu iminto ezikhona thina sikwazi sikathi uthenga ngaphi akasilayele lathi siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona alayele namadokotela lamanesi lamatitsha lathi sonke esisebenzayo siyethenga lapho kuthiphe khona shuwa.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Yeah, Kumalo Baba. So Mr. Kumalo is saying that the government should actually admit that it has failed. So he says they should bring back the US dollar. He says there's no alternative except that. So he says Mr. Kaole should tell people where he buys his stuff, you know, because what he's saying is all, you know, out of context.
I think we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Makadi enyu. I wanted what the trip to our Nanu is a Murgupi.
In the Dennis Samarkand and Kurushinga.
Hey, I want us to see one province. Kwagadi Kurushinga.
Oh,
good minutes, our doctor. Hey,
Yes, so we do Sikaranda and so forth.
Ikoko kuzvipatara zvemamissionary kwakamira sei?
Hey, kuri kutozara kuzara zvekuzara zvira. Asi ini ndani mubvunzo wangu angori hangu kubvunza madoctors. Kuti semuzvipatara zvekumaruwa kunoku. Madoctors vane dzimba dzavagara pazvipatara. Havakuenda kunoenda kubasa. Uye zviri zvemari zvakaomera munhu wese pamwe chete nemadoctors nesi pese pese zvakatiomera asi iwo vari kugara mudzimba dzegavhumendi dziri pamaoko pazvipatara vari kutadza nei kuenda kubasa.
I think ipapo pane mumwe ambobvunza izvozvo taona vana chiremba vachipindura ivo kuti vari kuedza kuti vagadzirise zvinhu izvi kuti zvinakire vana chiremba vese asi tombodzokera kwamuri kutaura kuti kwamuri kumaruva ikoko vari ikoko vari kuita sei vana chiremba vari kungogara kudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kuita sei
kana vasiri kuuya kubasa havasi kuuya kubasa hatingazivi kuti vari mudzimba dzavo here kana kuti vari kupi asi kubasa havasi kuuya.
Aiwa, zvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuzobvunza ivo vana chiremba kana tichinge takwanisa kuwana mukana wekuva interviewa kuti ko vari kumaruva vasinawo maexpense akati wandei sei vasiri kuenda kumabasa sekubvunza kwamaita asi dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii?
Hongu, tinoti hurumende ngaitaurira nemadoctors asiwo madoctors futi tinoti ngavataurirano nehurumende asi semunhu wadokta ka Hippocratic oath so haiwirirani nezvavari kuita.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, hanzvadzi, muve nezuva rakanaka. I think we have another caller regarding the story. Hello, caller.
Yes, slow up, Msepa. Kunjani?
Hayi, sikhona kumbeni njani na ku studio present.
Siphilile mfowethu, kungapi konapho?
Mina ngise Bulawayo eBenevista.
Ungapi?
Ngise Bulawayo eBenevista.
Wo Benevista ngale tuzane Manningdale, eh?
Ya tuzane labo Waterford.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi ngapho kuhamba njani esibhedlela liyahamba yini ebula UPH kumbe uhamba njani esibhedlela kuna ngapha?
Hayi, esibhedlela ngapha akuhambi kuhle sibili njalo amadokotela kawatholakali astrikile awumuma wezinto vele mubi kakhulu kodwa ke ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona mina ngisola i-government lalokho abakukhulumayo ukuthi khona kuthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela bebahambise ekhoti mina lokho ngibona vele kuyi-fashion sheet vele abakukhulumayo.
Ye, singathuki kangako, singafaki inhlamba
sithi khona bona bayabophisa amadokotela. Amadokotela kayisikho ukuthi kawafuni imisebenzi, bathi bafuna imali ekwanileyo ekhambelana lo dubo olukhona elizweni. Izinto ziyakhwela, izinto ziphezulu, amarate akhona vele akuthengeka, ama-prizes ankhona. So udokotela ongasebenza e-operate umuntu esenzana eselapha izinto zokusebenzisa esibhedlela kakula imithi kakula. So udokotela ongasebenzela isenti muphi umnanga kwanxa eseyehlulekile kaphume vele esihlalweni awuthi vele angathonela okebamba bambe yeke izinto. Izinto zomile kakhulu sibilini zonde kakhulu ngento le abayikhulumayo ukuthi kona kuthiwa bayabophisa amadokotela. La yena lo kugawula kade khuluma khonapho ukhuluma ibullshit.
Hayi singathethisi msipha, hayi siyakwazi ukuthi uzondile kodwa singathethisi abantu sonke sixoxe lapha sizokuthi udaba lolu singalwenza njani. So ke faka imbono yakho ungakhiphi kodwa inhlamba. Ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunizondi khona.
Ya, mina umbono wami engilawo ukuthi kabakhulumisane lamadokotela kuhle kuwelelwane labo bavume lapha bavuma khona bangafoswa bangethuselwa futhi ngokuthiwa khona bazabotshwa njalo ugovernment kakhulumisane lothamisa bahlale phansi babonisane bavumelane lapha bavumelana khona balungise ilizwe ngobuhlupho lolu solubhahile ngoba khathesi ngikhuluma so vele inflation yakhona isigijimela ku 3000%. So vele ngiamboni mina ukuthi khona u-2030 lo abakhuluma ngaye kuthi uyabe kuthi lo muntu ophilayo lapha abakhulumisane loThamisa bawelelane bahlale phansi kanti umnanga kuyesabani ukuyahlala loThamisa phansi umfana ongaka mesaba ukuthi bayihlala phansi bawelelane.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba ungatinela kusasa baba Msipha. Siyakwazi sibili, hayi uzonda kukhona inhliziyo yakho ithobeke kancane lilakho phela ukuthi likulungise khonokho ungatinela kusasa baba.
Yeah, hayi mina kuyangicaphula sibili basakazi ngoba into eyenzakalayo thina sizele njalo singabantu abasakhulayo asisela kusasa yethu ngendaba yabantu abenza ulutho ngabomo.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke ungatinela kusasa baba, bye bye.
Hayi.
So that is Mr. Msipha. He's really angry. He's saying that the government is doing everything wrong. You know, he says, you know, the doctors and the government should sit down and talk about some of these issues because if they don't talk, then things will go the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So he says there's only one way, dialogue.
I think, you know, that sentiment is echoed by a lot of people here on our VOA Shona Facebook page. But let me take a caller and come back and then read those comments. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Imagadi ikola.
Kiri po magadi.
Aiwa tiri wadi tuktora nani uyeswe muri kupi?
O njini tuwa shingi njini shitungwis.
Aiwa kwa kadi iku shitungwis?
Shitungwisa kuri nanisha kuma doktas ndo kusini.
Ehe, tipe wafungwa zenyu muchi nyaso ti sana ngurout kwa kamera si.
Ya, chungo ti njini problem ya mashiso.
Mm-hmm.
Saya rasa kita adalah student dalam jenis notaris. Saya rasa madutas kusina seperti karena itu nak nak kecewa nak bukan saya suka. Saya kata suruh kita ni kita boleh tahu dalam suruh orang
itu.
Saya rasa kita ada sih. Saya tahu rasa soalnya madutas kapan sudah bahasa kan bahasa.
Saka parizi no muri kuwana rubatsiro kupi hanzvadzi?
Ah parizi na hapana. Tangoni. Tangokai.
Kupa chitungwiza.
Ndanzimbofunga zvekuti ndinoona maranzi ndomboita zvekusukrosis kana mabasa endongwenda kusauti. Ndinomatendera zvoko. Mabasa
maziso ya magara achirwadza here kana kuti zvinhu zvitsva zvamuka iye zvinezvi?
Ayo magara achirwadza nokuti andina wacho akaexpire.
Okay.
Ndiwani racho rinzakapwanya.
Ko pa Chitungwiza hospital havasi kushanda zvakare here pakamira sei?
Havasi kushanda hatongori.
Aiwa, tinoshuvira kuti zvikuitirei zvakanaka nekuti vazhinji chokwadi vari kuya pano vachichema-chema vari kutarisana nedambudziko sera muri kutarisana naro. Kumaprivate vari kuti mari kana muchinge maedza kuti muende kumaprivate?
Ya, kumaprivate ndakambokonfirma mari yacho yavari kusheredzera ndevari kudhura kutangira pa 350 US. Svika pa 400 zvine chipinda chine tepi yacho yemaspeti yacho yakaita.
Aiwa, tinotenda hanzvadzi manyatsotibatisa zviri kuitika ikoko. Dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii?
Yeah, and then good to see the uncle can send us all. No, I do, I do.
Aiwa tinokutendai hanzvadzi tinoshuvira kuti mazwenyu aite nani. Mm-hmm. We're hearing there from a young man from Chitungwiza. He says he has an eye problem, but he found no joy when he went to Parirenyatwa hospital. There were no doctors, and so I asked him that, what about Chitungwiza? I said there are no doctors there either. And then he went on to say he did try to inquire from the private clinics or private doctors, but they are charging around $350 per visit for a checkup. So he says it's only he's now thinking that maybe he can jump the border and go to South Africa and get some help.
And if that is if he gets rand.
That's if he gets rand. So
ya kuzima sibili ulines mutonori uti ngabaphiwe abakufunayo odokotela kuzobuya ke uHamilton kunashe chida says walking out of patients is evil and uncaring usikagumbo uyakubhala lapha la uti abaphiwe imali yabo odokotela bantu sasizahlupheka empilweni kuzobuya ke obusane mbuso ntini la uti ngikona kona apa uPrecious Nyembezi masuku uti siyavuma lati singuZulu waseZimbabwe kodwa akasi zifakene esiqathulweni zabodokotela kubuhlungu usebenzela imali ongeke uyenelise izidingo zemuli yakho kuzobuya njalo ke uKudzai Samaita uthi said indeed Zimbabwe doesn't even have anti-venom in stock. If anyone is bitten by a snake in Zimbabwe, then is rest in peace. Then kuzobuya uKusikhumbuzo uthi kanti wona ama ministers ahola malini njengoba kumbe labo bahola i-bond paper yankona leyo singazi ukuthi bahola malini mfowethu sizabuzabuza ubusane imibuso ntini lawo uyabuza ukuthi ama-ministers lawo ahola ama-RTGS yini kumbe i-forex babagawule napha abantu bayabuza lapho ukuthi njengoba-ke konke kule ngxaki yokheleyo.
Maybe before we go to Mr. Gawule, no, there are a lot of questions. Mr. Gawule,
manaphendule phela sindebele then come back.
Into ozwa ucine sengithuka lapha esekhuluma kubi ngithanda ukuthi ngithi lapha engimele umqondo wakhe owephathi yakhe but ngithanda ukuthi kukutsho ngithe mina izinto zilukhuni izinto zikhwelile akula muntu oyenelisa ulutho angikwazi ufuna ukuthi ngikhulume ngigoka amahlwayi ngimi phezu kwesihlahla yini baba lokuthiwa ngumthipha nxa yenilalele baba mthipha wena ngithi kuwe izinto zilukhuni njalo yonke into even emadokotela kulukhuni kodwa uhulumende uyakulwisa ukuthi azame ukuthi elungisise kulalapho azahlangana khona lokuvumelana namadokotela ngoba uhulumende uyakukhangela khona okokubophisana la madokotela azange ngikubale konke lokwala konke lokwa. So ngizama ukuthi njalo ngiphendule laba bathi kade ama-minister zona ahola malini lani lani hayi iholo lomuntu vele liyimfihlo yakhe kuyukuthi ama-ministers ahola imali ethile eyiyo yimfihlo yabo ukuthi omunye nomunye ohola imali yakhe yimfihlo imele ikhulunywe nguye yena zibe nguye ozichazelayo ukuthi mina hayi mina ngihola imali engaka.
Yes, I was a colleague. So I was like,
We have a lot of comments here on VOA. Shona Facebook page actually targeted at Mr. Gawule. So I might as well read for you so that you can answer Mr. Gawule. But let me start with Sibongani Ndlovu. And they increase fuel after every 2 weeks, but they don't care about the dying people. This is the most cruel government in the world. Hilda Nkomo, Varkutiva Gawule, why are you daydreaming? Please, you're not telling us the truth. Brighton Tuwana, so Mr. Gawule, unoti murukuti mimi government yakaendesa ma doctor kuchikoro kuti vasabhadharwe here. Please Mr. Gawule tiudzewe papo. Godfrey Pandle arikuti to Mr. Gawule, who owns Zera and who instructed to hike prices on a daily basis, that's a question. And why is petrol being hiked on a daily basis? Top Fenyedu my Hilda Nkomo arikuti vagawule, please have a heart. And then she's saying Zanu PF has failed us. That's Hilda Nkomo. Pana Jeffrey Lua Yarksi Urumende Ngaipe Vanu Mari Irinani Kwete Kwita Shavar Kwita Ish Gogo Vanata Varipanapa Ana Masanangure Mubai Wanzi. How do you go to work if you don't have bus money, no food, no zesa? Baba Gawule ndi Gogo Vanata Anzi. One day. Amenu Ipapa. So Mr. Gawule, people are saying, but why is the government not taking the doctors seriously? Because they didn't just train to then go to work and be paid It's even less than other people doing menial jobs. Why is the government not prioritizing paying the doctors? They are asking.
But these people, let me take you back. The very same people that you are talking about, especially the president of this country, these are the people who fought to liberate the Zimbabweans, to set all Zimbabweans free. They fought for this democracy that we are enjoying today. And at the same time, remember, the oppressors, these people, especially the colonizers, what they have a hand in this kind of a thing. There is sabotage all over the show. They are the ones who owns all these other things. It's not the government that is raising prices. It's not the government that is raising prices. And Mnangagwa has been saying this time and again, to say, why are you raising prices? Could you please justify whether some of these products are produced within the country, but within Zimbabwe, but some people claim to say that we need foreign currency to do ABCD. These are the people who are undermining the government, who are supporting all the government programs.
But Mr. Gaule, Mr. Gaule,
exactly who is doing it? Who is increasing the prices?
Mr. Gaule,
in the first place, let them answer that question first.
Okay, let's go back to the doctors and just wait on the prices, because some people are saying, why is it that the doctors, especially, I mean, the minister, you know, the late President Mugabe had to go to Singapore. Currently, the deputy president, Mr. Chiwenga, is in China. So how is it that they are not prioritizing local hospitals but are giving priority to a few people to get treated outside? That's the question here.
But I don't think that question can come from a Zimbabwean. I think that question can come from someone who doesn't know Zimbabwe as such. And to face, that's the reality. Mnangagwa inherited a dead economy. And this is exactly what you're doing. And the government, Mnangagwa's government, is working very, very hard to resuscitate this economy. And some people really are throwing spanners here and there.
So, Baba Gaule, nxa sikhangele sibili okwenzakala eZimbabwe khonoko kwabodokotela, lo hulumende kudonselwana emakhoti, kwenziwa konke lokhu. Kambe vele kulo hulumende osebenza kanje empilweni, kumbe lo hulumende osebreak ama-records kuphela.
Uhulumende lowu uhulumende ophakathi kobunzima othi nxa ekhuluma gives ukuthi ama-austerity measures ubuhlungu bonobana ukuthi kulabor sibili umuntu ongumama esiyabeletha ukuthi ubuhlungu bonobana esikhangela leyo umthuli wakutsho khona ukuthi sibophene amabhanti kuzaba lobunzima yibo ubunzima esikhangelene labo kodwa ubunzima bakhona ukuze si-achieve khonaohulumende funa uku-achieve ikuthi dinga isapoti yethu sonke kodwa kukhona ukuthi kulabantu abagangileyo abatshintsha izimali abayenza izimali amapraise ekhwele nyamangala abantu labo besithi bona uhulumende beblame uhulumende ngiyophathelisayo uhulumende ngiyoona izimali zamali ukuze zabantu ababhatalele abatatha izimali batshintsha izimali amarate bayidise abantu amarate usuku zonke uhulumende ngiyokwenzayo khonoko uhulumende ngiyokhweza amapraise uhulumende kayisiyo kwenza uhulumende ngalesi usebuyethule inhlelo zokuthi alwe kakhulu abone ukuthi angaqeda idubo lolo olukhona olezigangi lezi ezisupportethe ama-programs e-government ezibulalela imali ukuthi abantu imali ayisathengi lutho ngendlela ukuthi ibulawa yibo bona abasetshenziswa ngabantu bangaphandle abazama ukudiliza uhulumende.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Gaule, ulabantu khonapho-ke marvelous abakhulumayo. Ngakhonokho, so Mr. Gaule is saying he's still maintaining that there's some people sabotaging the government. So prices and all those kind of things, he says, outsiders. Do you have any people following you?
The people here on the thread are very upset at Mr. Gaule, actually. They are saying, you know, I think, you know, he's really, maybe, he's, I don't know. But some of the stuff, I don't know, maybe you can read because it's written in Ndebele. Gogwanata, what is she saying there?
Uti ya Baba Gaule, uhulumende usebenza katalala kuze kuse. Lapha uyikwa kubhalile khonoko. Uthi uhulumende uyasebenza sibili kuze kuse. So meaning that the government is working tirelessly towards, you know, achieving certain things. Yeah, so ke mbona zani isikhathi sethu sesifika emapetroleni. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Lepa Expect, Mr. Davis Ndumiso Spanda, and former Cholocho Senator, believe Gaule. Thank you also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kips Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And Anna Masunungure Mbaiwa is saying ZANU-PF government is not prioritizing the basic health care and killing citizens. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.